Welcome to another edition of Magnificent Vibes Podcast, aka MVP, where we talk about sports, music, media, stuff that you might or might not care about. And in today's side episode, we are going to be breaking down the final week of NFL action. Yes, we made it all the way to week 18, ladies and gentlemen. And if you've been faithfully listening to this series on a weekly basis, I thank you. I thank all those who faithfully been tuning in to all of my picks for the week, and appreciate some of your input in the DMs as well via social media. A lot of times, you know, you don't know whether people are watching or listening because you only see numbers. So you don't know who's watching. You don't know who's listening. So when you reach out back to the podcast, it lets us know who's actually listening to these episodes. And we'll appreciate all of those who have reached out, regardless of whether it's my picks episode or just the regular episodes that me and Ian and now Spook, who's joined the crew, have been posting. So we appreciate all the support. We're going to keep giving you those hot episodes. Hope you appreciate our previous episode, our season 10 premiere. If you have not listened to that episode, please backtrack and listen to that episode. It's a good one. I promise you, you're going to get a lot of laughs out of that one. But other than that, enough of me rambling. Let's get into it with my picks for week 18. Now, the final week of the NFL is always tricky because you have a lot of teams where their fate's already sealed, and you have other teams where they have to win in order to get into the playoffs. And even if they do win, there's no guarantee because there are other teams that need to lose in order for them to get in despite their win. So, bars. But anyway, I'm going to get into it. I'm not going to ramble off every game on this. I'm just going to basically tell you who I got. But the key games I'm going to center in on with this particular episode that have playoff implications, okay? So, starting with the two Saturday games, we got the Steelers going on the road against the Ravens. Now, Lamar Jackson is not playing in this game. This is a must-win for the Steelers. I think the Steelers win this game. They are three-point favorite. The Steelers are playing more desperate. The Ravens are trying to play spoiler at home. And I think the Steelers are good enough to win this game. With Rudolph now playing quarterback, they've been averaging like 30 a game ever since he's been a quarterback. So I think Tomlin has found his answer. And I'm gonna tell you, if the Steelers sneak into the playoffs, they're gonna be a dangerous team. If Rudolph or Randolph, whatever his name is, he's been with the Steelers forever. He was Ben Roethlisberger's backup for many years, and he's just a veteran that knows what to do with the offense. And he's been putting out better, you know, better numbers than Trubisky and Pickens combined. So I get the Steelers in this one. I got the Steelers winning this one on the road. The Texans on the road against the Colts is another big game. Win or go home for both of these teams. Win or go home. Who will win? Well, I got the Colts winning this game. The Texans are a one-point favorite, but I'm going to give the Colts the edge just because they're at home. Just because they're at home, and also because they're playing better football. I think the Texans were the hot commodity at the beginning of the season with C.J. Stroud, and shout out to him for having a big year, but they kind of cooled off towards the end, and I feel like the Colts have gotten hot at the right time, and this has slowly turned into one of the most toughest divisions in the AFC. I really didn't see much from this division, but this division said, listen, hold my beer. We're going to prove to you, Rodney, that this is a strong division. It's shout out to the AFC South for exceeding expectations this football season. But I got the Colts winning this one. And they're a one-point underdog. I think they cover. Now we're going to go on to the Sunday games. I'm going to ramble off some games. I'm not going to focus in on what I think is going to happen. And then I'm going to key in on some of the key games. So here we go. Browns on the road against the Bengals. I got the Browns in that one. The Lions at home against the Vikings. I got the Lions in that one. Now the Browns are Bengals are a 7-point favorite. I think the Browns cover, even though I don't think the Browns are. I think the Browns playoff seeding is pretty much locked. So it doesn't matter if they lose this game, but I don't know. The Bengals, they're so bad right now, and I just don't see, even with the Bengals team that's putting their all into it, I don't see them beating the Browns. The Lions, on the other hand, the Vikings, they're pretty much playing for next season, and the Lions pretty much can wrap things up with a bang at home. So they're a 3-point favorite. I got the Lions winning that one. And then the Pats and Jets, the Patriots and the Jets, I got the Patriots winning that one at home. They are a 1.5-point favorite. Now to the key games for the Sunday morning slot. We got the Jags going up against the Titans on the road. The Jaguars have to win this game to win the division. They just have to. The Titans, their season is over with, but I think the Jags go into Tennessee and win this game. Up next, we got the Saints on the road against the Falcons. This is a huge game for the Saints. The Saints need to win this game, and they need the Bucs to lose in order to make the playoffs. The Falcons, they have to win this game, period, or else they do not make the playoffs at all. So I think with that being said, the Falcons coming off a horrible loss to the Bears on the road, I think that the Saints go on and win this game at home. They have the home fans. This rivalry, can it get even more intense with this particular rivalry? This is just such a great rivalry, and what a way to wrap up NFC South showdown with playoff implications. The Buccaneers on the road against the Panthers. The Bucs should win this game, okay? The Bucs should win this game, but we'll see. Even if the Bucs win, the Saints still can get in. And I'm going to explain the reason why they can still get in with the 3 o'clock games. Now, I'm just going to ramble off the rest of these games for you in the 3 o'clock slot. I got the Cowboys over the Commanders. The Cowboys are a 13-point favorite. They're trying to battle for that second spot. I got the Rams over the Niners. I don't think the Niners really got anything to play for here. They are a 4-point favorite, but I think the Rams go on and win that game, put the pressure on a team that I'm going to mention later. And then the Chargers at home against the Chiefs. I got the Chargers winning this game against the Chiefs at home because Patrick Mahomes is not playing. So there you have it. The Chiefs' fate is pretty much settled. And the Seahawks on the road against the Cards. I got the Seahawks winning that one. They're a 3-point favorite. And then the Eagles are at home, or actually they're on the road against the Giants team that gave them all they can handle in Philadelphia. Now they go on the road. The Eagles team is coming off a horrible loss to the Cardinals. The Eagles have not been playing well at all. Like, ever since they got throttled by the 49ers at home, they have not been the same team. They have not been the same team. So I think that the Eagles win this game, but they're going to make it harder than what it should be. Okay? Pause. All right, up next, we got the Bears. This is the key game right here. This is the key game in the NFC. The Bears and the Packers. The Bears on the road against the Packers. And this is going to be an intriguing matchup. The Packers have to win this game in order to get into the playoffs. If they don't win, they're out. If they don't win, also, if the Saints win, even if the Bucs win and win the division, if the Saints beat the Falcons, the Saints get that last spot too. So the Packers definitely, if they're watching these earlier games, if the Saints and Bucs win, they have, I mean, it's a must win. It's win or get in, either way it goes. But the Packers must win this game at home. The Bears have been one of the hottest teams in the NFC going into this game over the last few weeks. All right. And you can say what you want to say about them, you know, oh yeah, they finally want to start winning. I mean, that's the routine with the Bears. They win when it doesn't matter anymore, right? That's been the story of my life as a Bears fan. But out of all the wins that doesn't matter like seasons, this one can end on a great note for Bears fans. Because I don't think there's any meaningless game to them that's more important than this one. If they have a chance to knock the Packers out of playoff contention after being embarrassed at home in week one. All right? In week one, that Bears defense was different then. they are a lot better now. Montez Sweat was not in that game the first time they played. And my biggest argument as to the reason why the Bears lost that game along with the bad offensive play calling in that game was the fact that they didn't put any pressure on Jordan Love in that game. They let him sit back there and barbecue the Bears. And so the Bears secondary is playing much better. They're getting interceptions. They're just playing much better football. The key for the Bears is that fourth quarter. If the Bears are winning in this fourth quarter, I mean, after the first three quarters, close your eyes, Bears fans, because that's when everything falls apart. Okay. Now, I will say this. The Bears have to blow out the Packers in order to win this game. Okay. They can't allow this game to be a close game. If this turns into a close game between them two, I think the Packers win this game. I think the Packers win. I think they win in a close game. But I'm going to go with my heart on this one. Even though in my head, I think the Packers are going to win this game, I'm going to go with my heart and pick the Bears. The Packers are 3-point favorite. Bear down. Up next, we got the Bills. Last game of the regular season. The Bills on the road against the Miami Dolphins. It is simple for both teams. Now, the Dolphins don't have as much at stake in this game, other than if they lose this game, they get a lower seed in the playoffs. Okay? If the Fins win, then they win the division and get a higher seed. Okay. Now, if the Bills win, they get a higher seed. And on top of that, they get home field advantage at least until the conference championship game. Okay. Now, here's the kicker. If the Bills lose this game, they don't make the playoffs. I've never seen anyone's playoff chances this crazy, where if they win a game, they get a number two seed possibly. But if they lose, they're out. Period. Crazy. It's going to be an amazing game, an amazing night. I'm going to make sure I watch this game. Bills, fans. The Miami Dolphins got embarrassed earlier this season by the Bills on the road. I'm sure Miami has this game marked on their calendar. What better way to get payback on the Bills than to not give them a chance to make the playoffs? And I'm going to tell you this. If the Fins beat the Bills, they did the AFC a favor, because I feel like the Bills is one of those dangerous teams that can knock off anybody in the AFC, including the Ravens. Okay? So, with that being said, I got the Bills in this one. I got the Bills. They are a 2.5-point favorite. I think the Bills go on the road, and they've had the Miami Dolphins number, actually, over the last couple of years, even with the new coach and the new offense. So, I got the Bills winning this one, and those are my picks. My final week of NFL picks, and I'm sticking to them. Thank you for following this series. I got a surprise for you guys for my playoff preview. Hopefully, I'm going to have a special guest join me for our playoff breakdown of the NFL. So I'm going to be working on that. Also, be on the lookout for another episode. Me, Spook, and Ian are going to be back behind the mic for episode 2 of season 10. With that being said, I'm Rod the Magnificent, and I am out. Peace.